I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Aziz Begduri. We're talking about Morocco. Diana from West Point, California, emailed us, and she writes, I'd like to hear more about other cities in Morocco, like quirky Chechouan, south of Marrakesh, the old Medina of Meknès, and so on. What about the oud maker in Meknès? There are only 3 traditional oud makers left in all of Morocco. The other 2 are in Casablanca and, I think, Marrakesh. So what is an oud, and can you find a traditional oud maker?
Oud is the most traditional Moroccan instrument.
Stringed instrument.
Yeah, string instruments.
Okay. Can you see an artisan making this?
Yeah, you go in Meknès, and there is in Fez, and there's Rabat, Marrakesh.
So all of these old great cities, you can look for an oud maker.
Yeah.
And then where would you hear an oud being played? A visitor hear this in restaurants, or would they go to a concert or on the street?
In restaurants or concerts.
Okay. Aziz took me to a wonderful restaurant in Tangier. Remember the fish restaurant?
Yeah.
Explain that restaurant to us.
That restaurant is run by a family. And it's their fish, especially fish.
What's the name? Paradise of Fish or something?
Saveur de poisson.
What does that mean?
Saveur de poisson. The taste of fish.
Oh, the taste of fish.
Fish, yeah. And they bring every day, they go down to the harbor and buy whatever new catch. And they had a menu of the fresh fish of the day. And everything cooked on charcoal. Everything cooked in pottery pot, tagines.
Yeah.
And all with ingredients, locals, with olive oil and spices. Morocco uses a lot of spices, but just mix them for the flavor, hot.
Local people are eating with their fingers there.
Fingers, yes.
So there's a sink in the restaurant, right in the public. You wash your hands.
Eat with the right hand.
Yeah, get your fingers right into it. Eating with the right hand. Why is that?
Right hand. It's a Muslim tradition.
Aziz, I've had the beautiful day in Marrakesh. The sun's going down. It's shining rich red on the fort, the old Mudrik fort. And everybody's done their market activities. Now they're gathering on the main square. What's the square called?
Jamaa al-Fna.
What is an activity that would I
Jamaa
enjoy
al-Fna,
there?
That's the right time to go now because it's the perfect timing because everything is getting busy right now there. The temperature is fantastic. So it is a magical place.
What would I drink and what would I see?
So I go and drink and... cup of mint tea.
A nice mint tea with the leaves filling the glass.
Filling the glass.
Lots of sugar.
A lot of sugar.
The more sugar, the more macho you are. And then what do I see?
I see everything. Snake charmer. The dentist pulling out the teeth without anesthesia.
How lovely.
And if you want to replace a teeth, there's tons of teeth on the table.
Oh, you just pick the tooth you want and you'll stick it in. Not the image I was wondering for, but that's one more reason to go to Morocco. It is a surprise. Aziz Begduri, shukran.